And apparently there's a book out or something, and they're talking about Warren Beatty and how many women Warren Beatty is supposed to have slept with. And the number, and it's a specific number, is 12,775 women.
Oh.
And I'm going to call complete BS on that.
Who kept track of that, him?
Well,
I mean,
Gene Simmons has a portfolio and photos of every woman he has slept with. He got him to sign off, to sign the photo and the date. And he's supposed to have slept with 5,000 or 6,000 women. This 12,775, I'm telling you right now, and Josh, who's on that show, got a calculator and just simply divided 365 into that number, and it comes out exactly 35 years. You'd have to have a different woman. This is different women. This is 12,775. You have a different woman every day, 7 days a week for 35 years. I do not buy that.
What is he, almost 70?
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if it happened from the time he was 30 to 65 or 20 to 45. There's no way. There's no way. And Wilt Chamberlain claimed 20,000 or something.
Well, if you do a couple sessions with four or five women apiece at a time, that could
But every day,
multiply.
7 days a week for 35 years? Come on. You couldn't hold a job. You couldn't do any. I mean, come on. I don't believe it. Because who? How do you prove that?
And who has that much stamina?
You can't prove it.
No.
And I can't prove he didn't. But I'm just going to call BS on it. I don't think it's true. It makes a good story. And yeah, I guess a guy could sleep with 1,000 different women or something. But even that, I don't buy into some of that stuff. And Warren Beatty, did you ever see him interviewed?
No.
How boring. Holy gosh, he boring.
I don't think I've ever seen him in a movie.
Dick Tracy, Bonnie and Clyde. You never saw Bonnie and Clyde?
No.
He hasn't done a lot of movies.
Yeah.
He's famous for being Warren Beatty. He's not that big a deal. But he's supposed to have slept with, I mean, everybody from Diane Sawyer to Madonna to you name it. He's gotten them all. And he is supposed to have I don't know.
A biggin?
I don't know about that, but he does stuff in bed to women that I guess they tell each other, and you got to try this. I don't know. But come on, 12,775? I don't think so. We didn't close the Burke segment, but we didn't give Dan a chance. Do you have a contribution?
No,
I do. All right, let's close the Burke segment. Yeah, it's up to you, folks. The talent, we have not shut the talent show down yet. Thursday is the only day we do this, but we will. If we have two Thursdays in a row where there's no talent, we're closing her down, and we'll have to announce a winner. So if you want to call and whistle or bird call or do impressions or sounds of animals or whatever, feel free to do that. Or any other reason you want to call, here are the numbers, 314-969-KTRS or 888-550-KTRS. This is Jim. Hello, Jim. How are you?
Yeah, is this Open Line Thursday?
Let me look. Yes, it is.
Well, then I'm aiming the PM.
Okay.
Hallelujah.
What's up?
No, I just had two comments. Actually, the first one, you never hear on the Walter Brennan show going from 17,000 sexual conquests and talking about selling Chevrolets by way of Kaiser Fraser toilets and donuts.
No, we cover it all.
It's unbelievable.
We cover it all. And it was 12,775 women, not 17,000. either way, it's BS.
Well, first of all, I wanted to comment. Yesterday you were talking about where Bill Cleveland is, or he was going to go today.
Today he's supposed to be in Dayton, Ohio.
Well, that's what I was going to suggest. I know you say that you don't like to go through museums and all that.
No, I don't like museums where it's arrowheads and that kind of stuff. I like museums where there are dinosaurs and things I find interesting.
Well, you can talk to him about it, but I'm going to suggest to you.
Like the Air and Space Museum in Washington. I like that.
Well, if you like that, you'll love this. Because I think this is even more encompassing than that, but it's on Wright Patterson Air Force.
No, I've heard about this. That's I would absolutely love to go there.
It would. I mean, it's not something you go through in an hour or two. It's like you drive there, stay the night, and go the next day, or vice versa. But it is total. I mean, it isn't just in one little building. They got B-29s And
I've seen videos of this thing, and
it's unbelievable.
It looks great.
And I mean, they have Army Air Corps, the outfits, and I mean, it goes from the First World War, the Second World War, Vietnam, Korea.
I took my dad to a little museum in California, and it's a World War II museum, and to look at all of the equipment carried by a soldier in World War II, from his compass to his, if he was in a pilot, his goggles, their backpack. That's amazing. To me, that is so interesting to look at, because when you see how crudely they were equipped.
Oh, yeah.
And when you watch these videos of these planes flying in the war, World War II, they're flying by the seat of their pants. They had basic instruments. The planes were cumbersome and heavy, and it's incredible that those guys really, they had to really work at fighting. They didn't have electronic whatever.
Just to see how big that B-29 is, it's unbelievable. You know, I mean, a B-17 is big.
Oh, I'm sure Bill will hit it, I'm sure, while he's there.
Well, I was just going to say, he might impress you to a point where you decide you might want to go on a trip and see that, because it is really great.
I'll do that one day.
All right, well, that's all I wanted to say.
All right, Jim. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right.
Yeah, Wright-Patterson, I'd be interested in doing that. Robert, how are you?
Okay. I don't have any talent.
Well, I don't either. I don't either. So what else would you like to do? How can we help you?
Okay. I heard you do the Sean Connery deal, and it made me think back a few months ago there was a movie on. The name of it was The Man Who Came Back, and the main player in it was Eric Braeden, that plays that stuffy Victor Newman on Young and Restless.
Oh, my goodness, Victor Newman. My wife watches that show every day. I know.
Well, anyway.
Okay, all right.
It's a shame that he spent his whole life playing that part, because that man could have been the American Sean Connery.
Well, I see him, because I'll go home and sometimes my wife has recorded, is it Young and the Restless or is she Bold and Beautiful? Which one's Young?
Maybe Young and Restless. Hell, I'm not sure.
No, she only watches two, so it's one of those. But I'm with you. I look at this guy, Victor Newman, and I think, how did you end up on a soap opera every day for all the, maybe they just, it's good, solid, regular work. And maybe a lot of those people don't want to venture out and take the chance of not making it in Hollywood. And then they've given up that good, steady job. I don't know what those people make, but I have not seen him in anything but that soap opera.
Well, anyway, I was, flipping through the channels and come up on this movie. And, bam, here's Eric Braeden. I thought, I don't know if I want to watch this or not. But I did, and if you ever get a chance to see it, the name of it's The Man Who Came Back.
What came back from what?
Well, this movie takes place right after the Civil War, during Reconstruction.
Yeah.
So I guess he came back from the Civil War for one thing, and then he got in some trouble, and they sent him to prison, which he didn't need to go, but he escaped, and he came back and killed everybody that caused him all the trouble.
Yeah, so now you're talking.
Now, so I guess, he came back from two things.
Yeah.
But
anyhow,
a little later on, I'm going to be going through your hometown, Jackson, Tennessee.
Well, that's not my hometown. My hometown's Humboldt, Tennessee.
Oh, Humboldt? Okay.
Yeah. I think you'll be 11 miles from there.
Yeah. I'm going to Decatur, Alabama.
All right.
Anyhow, I pass through St. Louis and listen to you when I'm up that way.
I appreciate it. Thank you, Robert.
Okay, I got a good joke for you.
Well, hang on.
But I better not tell this. You don't need to hear this on the air.
Yeah, I do. Go ahead. Tell it.
Little boy walking down the street holding his mom's hand. And they walking along the sidewalk. The boy jerks her to a stop, points across the street at a couple of dogs. You know, it's going at it.
Yeah. Now, this is either the injured his front paws.
He said, it's just like Daddy said, and she said, hush your mouth. Don't say anything bad. So they started walking a little while. She said, well, what did Daddy say? And she said,
Hang on. I got to stop you, Robert. Is this like every time you try to help somebody?
You help a buddy out. Yeah, there you go. Your rear every time.
Yeah, there you go. That's the joke. Okay. Thank you, Robert. See, it had to be one of two jokes. There are two jokes where the kid goes, hey, look at those dogs. What are they? Yeah, and it was one of those two. Victor Newman. Have you ever even watched the soap opera?
No, I can't, no.
I don't get it.
I don't get it.
My
either.
Wife, those two. And it's...
The acting.
It's predominantly women. Well, the acting actually is some of it's really good. Some of it's bad.
Yeah.
And do they follow, like, the regular TV show pattern where it's on, it premieres in the fall and there are reruns? Or is it just...
No, heck no. I think
it's
you're,
new.
I think
it's a continuous all year long?
The time.
New story?
Yeah, that's why...
New stories?
Yes.
I don't know how these... I maybe they shoot all of them in 2 days. I'll bet you that's the deal.
They
shoot because it's a half hour or an hour maybe, and they shoot all of them in a couple of days.
I know they do that, like Wheel of Fortune.
Wheel of Fortune. They knock out five or six a day.
Yeah,
and then they got the rest of the time off, and I guess a good regular gig. But I don't get watching soap operas because they go nowhere. They don't go anywhere. It's just never ending drama. And there's always a hospital scene. And there's always a guy, everybody's sleeping with everybody else's wife and husband. It's the same story all the time. But, boy, those two. And I will tell you this. There's some hot, hot women on the soap opera. Yeah. That's always been the case. From Susan Lucci to, I don't know their names, but there's some good-looking women on there. This would be Susan. Is this the soap opera Susan?
No, I wish I was.
Okay, because I used to work with a woman named Susan. She's probably listening. When I first started in the business, she shut everything down, I think it was about 2 o'clock, and she had an arrangement with the station that that's when she took her lunch, and she ate it sitting in front of a portable black-and-white TV because of a soap opera.
Wow.
So I thought maybe you were that, Susan. What's up, Susan?
Well, I heard you talk about Wright-Patterson earlier, and I wanted to let you know that there's a great World War I museum in Kansas City. Have you heard of it?
No.
Oh, it is fabulous. I think it just opened a couple of years ago. And if you're a history buff, World War One or Two, I mean, you got to go to this one.
What's the name of it?
I don't know.
Well, it'd be easy to find.
Yeah.
I think it's near the World War One memorial.
Okay.
That's there, monument.
Well, I go to Kansas City 3 or 4 times a year, so.
And that boat. Those are the two museums to go see while you're in Kansas City.
What boat?
Oh, the boat that sank in the river, and they dug it up like 100 years later.
Wow.
I don't remember the name. That's downtown, too.
Okay.
In Kansas City.
He has a hard time remembering
names
of things.
That's all right. Join the club. Thank you, Susan.
Thank you.
Okay. Well, I know there's a boat in Kansas City, and there's a World War. I'm not big on World War One for some reason. It's just my dad was in World War Two. That's going back like Civil War stuff. When I was a kid, that was a big deal in the South. And cannonballs and all that. I don't know. The old stuff is not as interesting to me. Kevin, how are you?
Hi, Frank. I'm Eamon PM.
Thank you. Hallelujah. What's up?
How's everyone today?
Let me check. How's everybody doing?
Good, Kevin.
Dan, how are you doing? Kevin wants to know.
I'm doing great.
Okay, great. Everybody's great.
When you're talking about the soap opera, whenever I was a teenager, my mom, I was home from school.
Let me guess. Let me just guess. As the World Turns?
No. Okay. She got me hooked on Days of Our Lives.
Days of Our Lives.
I was home from school for like a month with mono.
Oh, boy.
And it got to the point where I couldn't tell my buddies, you know. But I would have her record it for me. Anyway, I finally got myself weaned off of it.
Anyway.
I was on vacation 2 weeks ago. Sat down, I was watching TV, and it came on. I was like, well, let's see what's going on. I watched the same characters.
Same characters.
Same storyline.
Yeah, it's like
nothing changed.
No, it's like you never missed an episode.
This is 20 years ago.
That's why I tell my wife, I go, if you went 2 weeks and didn't watch it, and you watched one, you're caught up. It's the same dilemma.
I called my wife at work, and I was just giggling like a rogue and telling her about it.
My dad
looked at me like I was stupid. So.
My dad's brother, my favorite uncle, who died way too young in his 40s, watched As the World Turns every day, and he knew that his buddies made fun of him, but he owned a small newspaper. Same deal. He would close his office door, turn on his TV, have a cup of coffee, watch As the World Turned like a woman every day. And he didn't care what anybody thought about it.
But you did hit the nail on the head as far as the attractiveness of the women that are on those shows.
I got to tell you something. That's how you justify it as a man. It's because of the hot chicks.
All right. Thanks, Frank.
Kevin, thank you for the call.
Bye.
And, you know, Susan Lucci is getting older. She still looks pretty good. That's just the tip of the iceberg. Some of these women, and you don't know their names. They're on TV every day, and I don't know any of their real names. Let me see. Greg is here. Hello, Greg.
Hey there.
What's going on?
AM and the PM.
Thank you. And how can we help you?
Well, I heard you, that guy talking about KC and everything. That's
a girl.
The Steamboat Arabia that they dug up out of a cornfield up in northern Missouri there up by Kansas City. It sunk in the Missouri, but of course the Missouri shifted its channel, so it ended up in a cornfield. They dug it up and they got it on display there. Everything that was on the steamboat and parts of the steamboat itself.
Wow, still intact under. How do you discover that under? A guy out planting corn one day and goes, "Hey, what's this hard thing?"
What they did was they used like one of the magnet type deals where they kind of drug it across the field, and when they hit on a mass of metal, they would send down a shaft to check it out, and they found it, and they had to dig this huge hole.
Yeah,
and I don't know how many pumps they had to employ, but they were putting out like 60,000 gallons of water a minute, trying to keep the water out of the hole so they could dig this thing up.
Wow, I never heard about this.
So yeah, you ought to go check it out next time you're in Kansas City. It's down there by the farmers market area down there.
Okay.
So go check that out. I think it's pretty cool myself.
Hi, Greg. I'll do it. I like Kansas City.
All right. You guys take care.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
We have friends who live in Overland Park, and then one of my eye doctors is in Overland Park. Let me see what Al needs, and we'll take a break. Hello,
hello.
Al, how are you?
I'm AM in the PM.
Well, of course you are. Hallelujah. What's up?
When I used to work at this catering service at the airport, we had a break room, and all the old ladies would watch their stories. And the one they watched was on NBC called Passions.
Oh yeah, I remember that. It didn't have the lifespan a lot of these shows do.
So you know, we're sitting there watching this, and I think the storyline there was like the one lady had a doll or something, but she thought it was a real boy.
Whoa!
And I'm watching this because you know the old ladies, that's what they're watching, and it's the only thing on. So I'm like, I started shaking my head. I said, I can't believe you watch this garbage. Like I said. Wrestling, the acting in wrestling is just a tad bit better than this, and the storylines are better. And they're all going, shut up, we're just watching stories, shut up.
Yeah, and that's how they said it. They'd say, I'm watching my show.
Wait a stories. Minute, the acting in wrestling.
That thing was god-awful. I'm like, whoever wrote that was on some sort of drug, because it was just, ugh.
And they're cashing bigger checks than we're cashing.
Oh, yeah, most people do than me, so...
Yeah. All right, Al.
So, have a nice day.
Thank you for the call. Have a nice day. You too. He didn't sound like he meant it.
No.
Have a nice day. Have a nice day. Go to hell. Yeah, thank you. All right, one more, then we'll take a break. This is Kathy. Hello, Kathy.
Right.
How you doing?
I was just saying, you're talking about the women, how good looking they were on the soap operas. Those men were really good. I was 2 weeks overdue with my son, and they made me go home, and I had to watch soap operas, and that boy's name changed to one of those... soap opera characters.
You named your son?
Oh, my goodness.
Well, you know what, though? She's got a point. I don't pay much, but they do have, now the big thing is the guys off to take their shirts off. They have the, you know, the flat stomach. But you're right. Now, the men, they're not too many ugly guys on there either. And maybe that's the whole thing. It doesn't matter what the stories are.
Good-looking people just...
Women look at the guys look at the women, and that's it. The story could be anything.
Sick and tired of wearing glasses and contacts? Then take the next few minutes to finally do something about it. North America's most trusted, most experienced LASIK provider, TLC Laser Eye Centers, is available now to take your call to schedule a free consultation. 1-800-339-8366. Discover why over 2.2 million people, including 7,000 doctors, have trusted TLC Laser Eye Centers for their vision correction procedures. TLC Laser Eye Centers is helping people with nearsightedness, farsightedness, and even astigmatisms, all backed by the TLC Lifetime Commitment. Individual results may vary. Call now to also discover how you could get $400 off a LASIK procedure. That's $200 off per eye. Just think, if you're sick and tired of glasses or contacts, you may qualify for dramatically improved vision so you can drive a car, watch a movie, or enjoy your favorite sporting activities without always depending on contacts or glasses. TLC Laser Eye Centers offers affordable options for everyone. For your free, no-obligation LASIK consultation, the time to call is now. 1-800-339-8366. 1-800-339-8366.
Staples has great deals on everything you need to promote your business, from business cards, brochures, and banners, to pens, magnets, and calendars. Even foam fingers. Staples. Make more happen.
As a business owner, you know it's critical to surround yourself with people who have the knowledge you need. That's why you should interview a region's business banker. In fact, you should grill them with the tough questions. For example, what process do you use to understand how money flows through my business? Will you be able to offer solutions that maximize my cash flow? Do you have good ideas about how I can expedite collections? How can you help me find that 25th hour in a day? These are all very valid questions when you're looking for somebody to help your business thrive today and down the road. We come prepared. And because no interview candidate worth their salt would miss the chance to ask a few smart questions too, that's exactly what we'll do. So get together with a Regions business banker to see how you click. Call 1-800-833-9776. That's 1-800-833-9776. Or visit regions.com/interview to get started. Regions Bank, member FDIC.
Kitchen and bath renovations can be very time-consuming and expensive, but they don't have to be. The team at Cabinets Flooring & More can make the process of designing, choosing, and finishing your remodeling project affordable and worry-free. They have certified interior designers on staff and their own installation crews, not subcontractors, to make your project a reality. Visit their massive warehouse showroom on Manchester Road near Hampton today, or visit them online at CabinetsFlooringAndMore.com. Cabinets Flooring & More, quality products at unbelievable prices.
St. Louis Bread Company has a new summer salad, the Power Kale Caesar. Mighty tasty kale deserves great salad, and great salad deserves clean dressing. St. Louis Bread Company, food as it should be.
Back to the phones, and this is Phil. Hello, Phil. How are you?
I'm pretty good. I'm able to
feel. Well, that's why you're pretty good. How can we help you?
I was going to see if I could bounce a couple jokes off Frank here.
Well, let me get Frank. Let me get him. Frank?
Yeah. Can he bounce some jokes off you? Yeah, come over here. Okay.
Hi, Phil, how are you?
I'm good. I'm at work. I want to go, but I'm good.
Got a couple of jokes? All right, well, hang on a second. All right, go ahead.
All right. Guy's on an airplane. He's sitting next to a guy with a dog. He says, what's that dog for? Is that a service animal? And he goes, no, I'm a DEA agent, and this dog sniffs out narcotics. He goes, really, I'd like to see that. So he goes, okay. So he threw the dog down the aisle. The dog goes, sits next to an old lady, turns around, comes back, puts one paw on the DEA agent's lap, and says, the DEA agent says, that lady there has marijuana on her. When the plane lands, I will make note of the seat, and I will take her into custody. The guy says, well, that's pretty neat. He goes, can you do it again? He goes, well, we'll try. So he sends the dog down the aisle. The dog goes, sits by some guy, comes back, puts two paws on the DEA agent's lap, and the guy says, that man has cocaine. When we land, I will make note of it, and I will take him into custody. So he goes, this is amazing. He goes, what else can he do? He goes, well, he's only a drug dog, but I'll let him do it again. So he goes down, the dog comes back and jumps on the DEA agent's lap and takes a crap on the DEA agent's lap. And the guy looks at him, he goes, what's that mean? He goes, he found a bomb.
Found a what?
Found a bomb.
No, not
the setup was great.
The setup was fantastic. The setup.
I thought it was too. I mean, plus, but here's I'm bouncing it off the man of jokes here to make sure.
Phil, here's the problem. The problem is the setup was so good.
The punchline just
it overshadowed the punchline. It was. Let's give him a hand for the setup. The setup was great.
Is this a homemade joke or?
No, I've heard the joke before. It's not homemade.
Can I give you the second one?
Yeah, hang on a second. I got to reload. Re-rack. Go ahead.
Little rascal here in school. Teacher says, I'm going to give you a word, and I want you to use that word in a sentence. Then she goes, Spanky, your word's book. Spanky says, book, B-O-O-K. I went home and read a book. She goes, very good, Spanky. She goes, Darla, your word's study. Darla says, study, S-T-U-D-Y. I went home and I studied. I know that's plural, but that's the proper pronunciation. She goes, very good, Darla. She goes, Buckwheat, your word dictate.
roughly.
Oh, no, no. I know this joke. I know this joke. We can't, yeah, we can't do this joke.
I just thought because the spelling might offset it. But in other words, I get an approval on one.
Then. Okay, you do. Yeah, you sure do. Thank you, Phil. Holy cow. No, there's no way.
No.
The duct tape joke.
Were you about first to cross
all,
a line?
He, first of all, when he said buckwheat, okay. Yeah, we know that joke. All righty. And, folks, please don't email me. I'm not even going to email you that joke. That's not going to happen. Hello, Mike. How are you?
I'm AM and the PM.
Well,
sure.
Thank you. Hallelujah. What's going on?
Well, you're talking about all the soap operas and everything, and same deal with me and what I've seen out there. But the other thing is, same deal is with the paperback novels that they've got.
Oh, my goodness. Fabio.
I had a secretary that used to read them things constantly. And I go out there, I said, why, she's a fairly intelligent gal. I said, why do you even bother with these things? She goes, well, they're entertaining. I said, they're all the same.
They are the same, and the covers are the same. The covers all have that Gone with the Wind kind of thing. Guy sweeping a gal up. Oh, my goodness, yeah. No, that's
She held up one of her books one time, and I says, how many pages does that have in it? She goes, oh, it's 500 pages. I go, okay, test me on this. I says, about page 100, this is going to happen. And about page 300, this is going to happen. Yeah. And about 450, this is going to happen.
Yeah.
She went through there, and she says, I don't like you anymore.
No, it's the same formula. It's a formula, and these people crank these books out. Yeah.
And one other thing, last week, maybe two weeks ago, you were talking about excuses that women gave
for not
having sex with their husbands.
Yeah.
My wife definitely had the answer, absolutely the best of everybody. And I asked her, I said, why no sex? She goes, because we're married.
Oh, man.
Whoa. Young men, listen carefully to what Mike is trying to tell you. That sums it up right there.
Yeah, essentially, why do I have to have sex with you anymore?
Yep, that says it all.
I've got you.
I've never heard it put more plainly than that. Thank you, Mike.
You're welcome, Mike.
Why? Because we're married. Translation, because I got everything I wanted.
I've already got you.
If you leave, I take half. If you die, I get it all. Case closed.
Yeah. Women.
One more. That'll be Johnny. Hello, Johnny.
Hey, Frank. How you guys doing?
We're doing how we doing?
Great. Yeah,
good.
We're doing great, Johnny.
I just want to say, Frank, you're the best salesman in this room.
Well, in this room.
In this room, in this city.
Yeah.
And I appreciate you, you don't always make decisions, but you plant seeds all the time. We don't always make decisions of, what you're telling us, don't always get a line offer, but you plant seeds, and then one day opportunity comes. So I got some money back. My dad passed. He was 89 in January. And so we got some money back from his pension. Not a lot, but so I went by Community Federal.
Well, there's no Community Federal. It's First Community Credit Union. You've obviously lived in St. Louis a long time.
No,
you're not the only person that's done that. That just proves you've lived in St. Louis for many years.
Too long. 34 years.
There you go.
And I'm from Jersey originally. But actually a friend of mine's daughter was working at the brand new First Community Federal on Brentwood across from Galleria.
Okay.
And so I went in there, and my friend's daughter set me up with an account for my dad, or my dad's money. So Then I thought about it. I'd started a new business. So I drive a limo. I've got my own car, independent operator. And I had opened an account at a bank in Clayton, but they only have two offices, one in Clayton, one in Chesterfield.
Yeah.
So, it's kind of every time I get a check or something, I got to run to Clayton or Chesterfield. So I went and opened the second, my business account. And I think that's one thing you can tell people, it's great. They have, if you own a business, My sons
have a business loan with First Community.
It's everything you want. They're all over the place. They're open on Sundays at the Walmarts. I'm just really happy that people are always friendly, and I got the bomb pop. you know, when I opened the business account. So,
yeah, good for you.
I just want to thank you for representing great quality people and great quality services.
Hey, that's I hope that's I would hate to think that I would ever do it any other way.
Thanks for making a difference, Frank.
All right, Johnny, thank you. Making a difference.
Whoa.
Whew, I don't deserve that.
Yeah.
Bill Cleveland, is he on the way? He's on the way, I guess, from Dayton, Ohio. Will he have time?
We'll have to see.
Hey, ask him if he go to the Playhouse.
He cannot today.
He cannot. Well, then let's just get to him. What do you say? From Dayton, Ohio, it's the Bill Cleveland segment, starring Bill Cleveland, along with Bruce Limprist and the All-Boy Orchestra, brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company. Download the app STL Taxi. It's easy. It's free. Good way to get a Laclede Cab. And now from Dayton, Ohio, here is Bill Cleveland.
Good afternoon. How are you?
Good lady called earlier and said, hey, to be sure to go to Wright-Patterson Air Force Base. The museum.
That's tomorrow. Tomorrow on the on the list.
I told her. I said, I bet he'll be there.
You absolutely bet. Yeah. So I'll tell you some more on Monday. But a lot of Wright Brothers, obviously, stuff here.
Oh yeah.
And a pretty cool place. Some news for you. A company is now selling bacon-scented deodorant.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which is great, I guess, if you're dating the governor of New Jersey. But other than that,
wouldn't your dog drive you crazy if you had that?
Well, it's rumored Lindsay Lohan may be opening a jewelry store.
I hope so.
Yeah. It'll be located on the inside of Lindsay's overcoat.
Yeah, kleptomaniac humor.
There's a study that says that women's IQs are higher than men's.
I believe it.
But for the first time maybe in 100 years. They would have found out earlier, but all the researchers were men.
I would explain a lot.
And finally, kind of scary. Scientists think they're getting closer to be able to do a Jurassic Park type style of cloning on ancient species.
Uh-oh.
Imagine that, a cloning of ancient species. So, hey, let me be the first to say congratulations to the cast of Donnybrook. thank you to those folks.
Man.
The Bill Cleveland, they still do that, don't they?
Yeah, they do. Yeah.
Yes, they do.
Okay. They do.
The Bill Cleveland segment brought to you this afternoon by Laclede Cab. Of course, the AM and the PM cab company, and from downtown Dayton, Ohio.
Home of the Wright Brothers.
Yes, sir. I'm Bill Cleveland. I'm the Big 550 KPRS.
All right, thank you, Bill.
You're welcome. Bye.
I've never been there. I imagine there's a lot of Wright Brothers this, right? But it's like you go to Springfield, Lincoln, everything's Lincoln. Hannibal, Mark Twain this, Mark Twain that. One of these days, I'll make it to Dayton.
Frank, I really think we need an American Home Shield home warranty.
But we have homeowners insurance.
I'm worried about our home appliances and systems breaking down, like our air conditioner. Homeowners insurance doesn't cover any of that. A home warranty does.
But homeowners insurance covers stuff that might happen, like a meteor crashing into our house or a Bigfoot attack.
A Bigfoot attack?
There's a Bigfoot outside now.
That's the neighbor's dog.
Mm-mm, sounds like a Bigfoot.
Homeowners insurance can cover the things that might happen, like Bigfoot destroying your home. But an American Home Shield home warranty covers what will happen, like your home systems and appliances breaking down. Protect your budget from covered breakdowns of up to 21 major home systems and appliances, your air conditioner, plumbing, refrigerator, and more. For valuable free information, call 1-800-900-9415. Service requests are subject to a fee for each trade called. Some exclusions and limitations apply.
Pretty sure that's a Bigfoot.
For valuable free information about an American Home Shield home warranty, call 1-800-900-9415. 1-800-900-9415.
Some cars don't get older. They get faster and louder and more beloved. But inside, it could be a whole different story. One you can't see. So Valvoline created MaxLife, our best defense against the hidden signs of aging for cars that are just getting started at 75,000 miles. We introduced motor oil in 1866, and we've been reinventing it ever since. Valvoline, 140 years under the hood. Visit Advance Auto Parts now and buy 5 quarts of Valvoline motor oil and a filter for as low as $22.99. See store for restrictions and details.
Weather can cause some serious damage, and it's worse if your insurance doesn't cover it. Farmers is out to teach people about the insurance gaps so no one falls victim to them again. Talk to a Farmers agent today.
He's back.
Don't miss the Dennis George Show. Well, wait a minute, that's me, live and local, with all the happenings in and around St. Louis.
The Dennis George Show, Sundays from 9 till 11 p.m. Brought to you by thecoffeecartel.com on the Big 550 KTRS.
Sometimes the value of a home or a piece of property depends on a lot more than the color of the walls or how secluded it is. The health and beauty of the trees on that property can make a huge difference. To make sure your trees are as healthy as they can be, contact T&L Tree Service. T&L Tree Service is one of only a handful of tree companies that employ certified arborists, and that's important when hiring a tree service. Get a free estimate at 314-895-1883 or online at tltreeservice.com. T&L Tree Service.
Homes are selling very quickly in today's market. Kathy Helbig of the Kathy Helbig Group is with us. Kathy, how should buyers prepare when looking for a new home?
Well, align yourself with a knowledgeable agent team like us. Homes are selling quickly and often for above asking price. We network with other agents to find coming soon homes before they even hit the market.
Kathy Helbig, what makes buying or selling experience different with your group?
We have one of the highest selling real estate groups because we have a team of specialists dedicated to a client's individual needs, such as design and staging, marketing, and buyer specialists.
How are you using technology to help your client?
Our clients can utilize iPad minis that are preloaded with various apps that help make the home buying process smooth and fun.
Great.
It allows for direct communication with our clients, and they have the most up-to-date information right at their fingertips.
That's fantastic. That's Kathy Helbig of the Kathy Helbig Group and co-owner of Keller Williams Realty West Real Estate. She's an expert on KSDK Channel 5, and she's with us weekly on the Big 550 KTRS. Check her out online at KathyHelbigGroup.com or 314-276-SOLD.
This is Steve Light and Greg Gonzalez, hosts of the Retire Worry Free Show on the Big 550 KTRS.
As retirement planning specialists for the last 22 years, we have helped people get everything they want out of retirement. So the question is, what do you want out of your retirement? When you cut through all the fluff, it all boils down to this. When exactly can I retire? And what's my retirement going
to
look like?
If there's anything we can do to help you get the retirement you've always wanted, let us know. Go to StephenGreg.com.
That's StephenGreg.com.
Or listen to Retire Worry Free on the Big 550 KTRS.
Kitchen and bath renovations can be very time consuming and expensive, but they don't have to be. The team at Cabinets Flooring and More can make the process of designing, choosing, and finishing your remodeling project affordable and worry free. They have certified interior designers on staff and their own installation crews, not subcontractors, to make your project a reality. Visit their massive warehouse showroom on Manchester Road near Hampton today, or visit them online at cabinetsflooringandmore.com. Cabinets Flooring and More, quality products at unbelievable prices.
That's the music that means we span the globe for stories wacky enough to compile a list that we call knuckleheads in the news. And we'll begin with the story from Stockholm, Sweden, where a flight arrived from Brussels. And when crew members opened the baggage area, thousands of maggots crawled out. So they immediately closed up the cargo hold and ordered the plane back to Belgium. The passengers were allowed to get off in Stockholm, but they were told that their baggage would be flown back to Brussels to either be sanitized or destroyed. How'd you like that at the end of your flight? Where's my bag? Well, it's going back to where it came from, where it's either going to be sanitized or destroyed. Brussels Airlines say the infestation was thanks to one passenger who had packed some expired food, which went rotten. The infested bag had been destroyed and the remaining bag sanitized in Brussels before being flown back to Stockholm, where everybody apparently got their luggage. Story number two is from Liberty County, Texas, where James Brown, not the soul star, not the godfather of soul, not the guy who was the center of a new biopic called Get On Up. No, this is a different James Brown. This guy was sound asleep in his trailer when he heard some noises outside. He looked out the trailer window to see a man and a woman hooking up his trailer to their car and driving away with it while he's inside. He reached for his phone, called 911, and grabbed his shotgun, then opened up the door of the trailer and fired six shots at the car that was pulling him. Now think about how smart that would have been if he had actually hit the driver. While they're doing, by the way, 100 miles an hour down the road. He's getting bounced around, so he didn't get off any accurate shots. But a police officer finally pulled up behind the trailer, and Brown waved a flashlight back and forth until the officer pulled the trailer over. The female thief stayed in the car with her hands up. The male companion bailed on foot, but he dropped his ID so the cops know who they're looking for. So why was Brown sleeping in the trailer in the first place? He says he had to do it for the last couple of months to protect his business, but he never thought he'd be kidnapped by people who didn't even know he was in there. Story number three, from Pearland, Texas, 350 members of the high school marching band out on the field practicing, doing their moves, doing their music, until they were crop dusted by the mosquito control people. Yeah, the Brazoria County Mosquito Control District crop duster flew by and sprayed them with pesticide. Good news, no serious injuries, but some band members did develop a rash and sneeze and cough. The pesticide that was sprayed is categorized as low level. The principal, Larry Berger, says it was a freak accident. They didn't know we were here, and we didn't know they were coming. Are you telling me that even from a crop duster you can't see 350 members of a marching band on the high school field? Students were instructed to shower and wash their instruments, which many students already do in the shower. From now on, the band is going to be practicing inside. Story number four, Boca Raton, Florida. Daniel Eisman dropped his buddy off near the beach for the guy's date with a woman. Later on, the woman called the cops to report that while she and the guy were making out, a man had run up and snatched her purse out of the sand. And her date then ran after the guy but never came back. She told the cops that the thief looked like Daniel Eisman, the guy who had dropped off her date. Police searched the area, and they found Eisman at a nearby Red Roof Inn. And guess who was in the room with him? The guy who was the date. They had set it up to rip her off and take her purse. She got the purse back, but not the $500 in cash or her iPhone that was inside. Story number five, sent in by regular contributor Matt Burrows. This story is from Hollywood, Florida, where Wayne Wade allegedly broke into a house and stole a flat-screen TV and a coffee table, but he left his cell phone on the victim's bed. This is a little tip for you young thieves listening in. Before leaving the home you're burglarizing, make sure you have your ID and your cell phone. Otherwise, you're going to end up in knuckleheads in the news. In this case, when Wayne called the phone to try to get it back, a police officer on the scene heard it ringing and answered. Wayne told the cop, his name was Wayne Wade, I need to get my phone back, he said. So the cop made arrangements to meet him, and now Wayne is back in jail, where he's been many times before. And fingerprint evidence from the phone has tied him to five other burglaries. This guy has a rap sheet going back to 1992 with arrests for passing off bad checks, DUI, domestic battery, and other charges. And if I have time, I want to squeeze in one more short one. From Wagoner, Oklahoma, where Lori Hill showed up for her first day as a teacher and must have been anxious about her new job, like anybody would be in a new job. You're nervous the first day. But unlike you and me, Lori forgot to wear pants. Two other teachers found her in an empty classroom looking disoriented and wearing shorts. They told the principal, who called the cops, who busted her for public intoxication. Yeah, she was not just nervous, she was drunk. Admitted she'd been drinking. And they even found an empty cup smelling like booze in her car. And also busted her for DUI for that. And those are today's knuckleheads in the news here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Homes are selling very quickly in today's market. Kathy Helbig of the Kathy Helbig Group is with us. Kathy, how should buyers prepare when looking for a new home?
Well, align yourself with a knowledgeable agent team like us. Homes are selling quickly and often for above asking price. We network with other agents to find coming soon homes before they even hit the market.
Kathy Helbig, what makes buying or selling experience different with your group?
We have one of the highest selling real estate groups because we have a team of specialists dedicated to a client's individual needs, such as design and staging, marketing, and buying. Buyer specialist.
How are you using technology to help your client?
Our clients can utilize iPad minis that are preloaded with various apps that help make the home buying process smooth and fun.
Great.
It allows for direct communication with our clients, and they have the most up-to-date information right at their fingertips.
That's fantastic. That's Kathy Helbig of the Kathy Helbig Group and co-owner of Keller Williams Realty West Real Estate. She's an expert on KSDK Channel 5, and she's with us weekly on the Big 550 KTRS. Check her out online at KathyHelbigGroup.com or 314-276-SOLD.
Sometimes the value of a home or a piece of property depends on a lot more than the color of the walls or how secluded it is. The health and beauty of the trees on that property can make a huge difference. To make sure your trees are as healthy as they can be, contact T&L Tree Service. T&L Tree Service is one of only a handful of tree companies that employs certified arborists. And that's important when hiring a tree service. Get a free estimate at 314-895-1883 or online at tltreeservice.com. T&L Tree Service.
As a business owner, you know it's critical to surround yourself with people who have the knowledge you need. That's why you should interview a region's business banker. In fact, you should grill them with the tough questions. For example,
What process do you use to understand how money flows through my business? Will you be able to offer solutions that maximize my cash flow? Do you have good ideas about how I can expedite collections? How can you help me find that 25th hour in a day? These are all very valid questions when you're looking for somebody to help your business thrive today and down the road. We come prepared. And because no interview candidate worth their salt would miss the chance to ask a few smart questions too, that's exactly what we'll do. So get together with a Regions Business Banker to see how you click. Call 1-800-833-9776. That's 1-800-833-9776. Or visit regions.com/interview to get started. Regions Bank. Member FDIC.
Frank, I really think we need an American Home Shield home warranty.
But we have homeowners insurance.
I'm worried about our home appliances and systems breaking down, like our air conditioner. Homeowners insurance doesn't cover any of that. A home warranty does.
But homeowners insurance covers stuff that might happen, like a meteor crashing into our house or a Bigfoot attack.
A Bigfoot attack?
There's a Bigfoot outside now.
That's the neighbor's dog.
Mm-mm, sounds like a Bigfoot.
Homeowners insurance can cover the things that might happen, like Bigfoot destroying your home. But an American Home Shield home warranty covers what will happen, like your home systems and appliances breaking down. Protect your budget from covered breakdowns of up to 21 major home systems and appliances, your air conditioner, plumbing, refrigerator, and more. For valuable free information, call 1-800-900-9415. Service requests are subject to a fee for each trade call. Some exclusions and limitations apply.
Pretty sure that's a Bigfoot.
For valuable free information about an American Home Shield home warranty, call 1-800-900-9415. 1-800-900-9415.
Sick and tired of wearing glasses and contacts? Then take the next few minutes to finally do something about it. North America's most trusted, most experienced LASIK provider, TLC Laser Eye Centers, is available now to take your call to schedule a free consultation. 1-800-339-8366. Discover why over 2.2 million people, including 7,000 doctors, have trusted TLC Laser Eye Centers for their vision correction procedures. TLC Laser Eye Centers is helping people with nearsightedness, farsightedness, and even astigmatisms, all backed by the TLC Lifetime Commitment. Individual results may vary. Call now to also discover how you could get $400 off a LASIK procedure. That's $200 off per eye. Just think, if you're sick and tired of glasses or contacts, you may qualify for dramatically improved vision, so you can drive a car, watch a movie, or enjoy your favorite sporting activities without always depending on contacts or glasses. TLC Laser Eye Centers offers affordable options for everyone. For your